finishing PhD student, and I understand he would be amenable to having a job on completion. So Jen has been working for the last 3 years on a system called Fabric, which appears to do almost everything. I think in some sense it is an answer to the challenge that that Barbara Liskov proposed at the end of her award talk as to what is the right way for us to program large-scale distributed applications on the internet. And this is the Jen's description of their approach.
Access the GP's part of the record to check whether Alice is taking any conflicting medications. If everything checks out, then the pharmacist can give Alice her medication, record in the psychiatrist's records that the prescription has been filled, and update the inventory. To make this work, we need to solve two problems, security and consistency. For security, we need to make sure that the pharmacist only reads and updates the appropriate parts of the medical record. Because the psychiatrist doesn't fully trust the pharmacist to directly update the medical record, part of the transaction needs to run on the psychiatrist's machine. So we need to be able to support secure distributed applications. For consistency, we need to make sure that Alice doesn't obtain her medication without also marking that the prescription has been filled and updating the inventory. We also need to make sure that the pharmacist's update to the record doesn't conflict with concurrent accesses by Alice's doctors. So now that I've sketched how this example might work in Fabric, let's look at how we might implement this in the Fabric language. Here we are implementing a method that is executed by the pharmacist when Alice orders a medication. This method will take in the two parts of Alice's medical record, as well as the prescription. So the first thing we do is check that the prescription is valid, and check that Alice isn't taking any conflicting medications. And if these two checks succeed, then we can make a remote call to mark that the prescription has been filled. We can then update the inventory and fill the prescription. To make all this atomic, we put everything in an atomic block. Notice that this is a high-level language. This is basically Java extended with three things: remote calls, nested transactions, and label annotations for security. Now, the label annotations here have been elided, but I'm going to talk about them in a few minutes. Notice also that all objects are accessed uniformly, regardless of whether they are local or remote. Objects that are needed are automatically brought to the current node, so this gives us our first system requirement on Fabric. Fabric needs to support secure distributed data streaming. Notice that remote calls are explicit, and this makes it different from typical middleware systems like Java or Armon. Remote calls create another challenge. Because they can cross trust domains, we need to make sure that they are executed securely and that only authorized callers can call. So this gives us our second requirement, secure remote calls. Transactions create yet another challenge. Because we can have a remote call in a transaction can not only span multiple nodes, but also multiple trust domains. So this gives us our third requirement, we need to be able to support secure federated transactions. So I brought up the issue of security. Let's look at what it means for a Fabric program to be secure. Fabric is a decentralized system. Anyone can join. So what sorts of security guarantees can we provide in such a system? Fabric is built around the principle that you can't be hurt by what you don't trust. So to implement this, we needed a notion of you and a notion of trust. Principles give us the notion of you, and the X-for relation gives us the notion of trust. So in Fabric, users, nodes, groups, and roles are represented by principles. And we can establish trust relationships between these principles through the X-for relationship. For example, if Bob trusts Alice, then he can declare that Alice X for Bob. And this generates a principle hierarchy. In our pharmacy example, Alice can declare that she trusts the pharmacist to be her pharmacist by establishing an X-for relationship. This is possible in Fabric because principles are just objects of a particular principle class. This class has a method delegates to that will tell you whether a principle is trusted by this principle. It also has another method, addDelegates to, that will establish new trust relationships. And the compiler in runtime will ensure that the caller of this method will have the appropriate authority to establish the trust relationship. Information security concerns are expressed in Fabric using labels from the decentralized label model. Labels in Fabric specify security policies that are to be enforced on data. And there are two types of policies, confidentiality policies and integrity policies. Data that is labeled with the policy Alice, right arrow, Bob, says that the principal Alice permits the principal Bob to read the data. The integrity policy, Alice, left arrow, Bob, states that Alice is permitting Bob to write to that data. So, for example, in the prescription class, the psychiatrist is permitting Alice's pharmacists to read the drug and dosage information, but only the psychiatrist is allowed to update this information. The compiler checks that the program code satisfies these security requirements, and the runtime system enforces these policies through runtime mechanisms. So this gives us a fourth requirement of the runtime system. It needs to be able to enforce security labels. So far I've told you about Fabric's language. It's basically Java extended with remote calls, message transactions, and security annotations. These abstractions impose implementation requirements on the system. And these features interact, so part of the challenge for us was figuring out how to provide all these features in the same system. No prior system supports all these features. So let's look at some of the new techniques that we've used to implement these features. Fabric's runtime system is a decentralized platform for secure, consistent sharing of information and computation. Nodes can join Fabric freely, and there is no central control over security. Fabric nodes are principals, and they form the root of trust for Fabric. For authentication, every node has an associated X509 certificate that binds its DNS host name to its principal object. This is the Fabric architecture. It has three parts: storage nodes, destination nodes, and worker nodes. Storage nodes are responsible for maintaining the security, consistency, and persistence of the objects that they store. Every object in Fabric specifies its own security policy, and this is enforced by the store. For high availability, destination nodes act as read-only caches and store signed encrypted copies of objects. They participate in a peer-to-peer distribution network. Worker nodes is where all the computation happens in Fabric. They read from storage nodes or destination nodes, perform computations on objects, possibly involving federated transactions, and write directly back to the stores. For performance, workers cache the objects that they use. To provide the illusion of access to the entire Fabric object graph, objects are fetched as pointers are followed out of the object cache. Stores enforce the security policies on their objects. And in particular, workers are only allowed to read the object if it's trusted to enforce the confidentiality policy on that object. And similarly for rights and integrity. So this covers two of our system requirements. Next, I'll talk about secure remote calls and supporting federated transactions. Remote calls in Fabric are made secure through a combination of compile time and runtime checks. Arguments to the remote call might contain private data, and more subtly, the very fact that the remote call is being made might reveal private information. So the caller needs to check that the callee is trusted to see this information. We also need to make sure that the callee has enough integrity to correctly execute the remote call. And these checks are done statically at compile time. On the other hand, because remote calls can come from anyone at any time, the callee needs to make checks at runtime. In particular, it needs to check three things about the caller. The caller needs to have sufficient authority to make the call. It needs to be trusted enough to not to tamper with the method arguments. And it needs to be trusted to see the result of the call. So with remote calls, transactions can span multiple workers and cross trust domains. This gives us security and implementation challenges. Because no single node can be trusted to hold the entire transaction log, the transaction log is actually a distributed data structure. In our pharmacy example, the pharmacist makes a remote call to the psychiatrist to mark that the prescription has been filled. Because the pharmacist is not trusted to log this update, the transaction log actually spans these two nodes. Objects updated in a transaction might be needed at another node. Fabric also has mechanisms to support secure, transparent propagation of object updates between workers in a transaction. Fabric has many features that interact with each other. To support these features, there are many other aspects of the system that I just don't have time to talk about. Many of these deal with the interaction of security with consistency and the dissemination layer. And you can read about all of this in our paper. We've implemented a Fabric prototype in Java and the Fabric language. In all, it's about 35,000 lines of code. The compiler implements a source-to-source translation of Fabric into Java, and this compiler is a 15,000 line extension to the JIT compiler. The dissemination layer is implemented as a 1500 line extension to FreePastry, and the store uses Berkeley Database as a backing store. Fabric makes everything look like ordinary Java objects. So there is a lot that's hidden from the program. In fact, there's overhead on object accesses at each worker. We need to do runtime label checking. We need to log transactions. We need to do logging of read writes for transactions. And there's cache management, which introduces indirection just because of the way the JVM works. And there's also transaction commit overheads, which results in overhead at the store for reads and commits. To evaluate the impact of this overhead, we ported a non-trivial web application to Fabric. Specifically, we ported a course management system that has been in use at Cornell for about 5 years. This is a nice test application because there are two prior implementations. The reference implementation was written in J2EE and Enterprise Java Beans 2.0. It's about 54,000 lines and includes handwritten SQL queries. The reference implementation uses Oracle Database as a backend store. There's a second implementation written in Hilda, which is a high-level language for data-driven web applications. This implementation also uses Oracle as a backend store and actually performs better than the reference implementation. We compared the performance of these two implementations with the Fabric implementation, and we ran our tests on two nodes, one node for the app server, another for the backend store. This graph compares the request throughput for three transactions, two read-intensive transactions, and one write-intensive transactions. For this web application, we get better performance, and this suggests that the runtime overhead is reasonable. You might be surprised that we perform so much better on some of these transactions, and we believe the reason for this is that the application server is able to cache fine-grained objects, and therefore it doesn't need to contact the store in the middle of the transaction. The language integration in Fabric makes it easy to replicate app servers, so we also ran scalability tests. With multiple app servers hitting the same store, we see reasonable speed-up with strong consistency. And this shows that we've offloaded work from the store onto the workers. There's been a lot of related work. This table categorizes this related work and shows how Fabric is different. The first column gives the category headings. The second column gives some example systems in that category. And the last column shows what Fabric adds on top of these systems. In a nutshell, Fabric is the first system to combine information flow security with remote calls and transactions in a decentralized system. So to summarize, Fabric is a platform for secure and consistent federated sharing. We have a prototype implementation, and it's the first system to offer a high-level language that integrates information flow security, transactions, and distributed computation. It provides transparent data shipping and remote calls while enforcing secure information flow. And we've developed new techniques for supporting secure federated transactions.
I don't think we really implemented anything on the web.